Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The number of people who quit their jobs hit a record, they say, in September, according to data that was released by the Department of Labor. Department of Labor! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And we talked about these numbers the other day. 4.4 million workers quit their jobs in September, up from the previous record of 4.3 million in August. Astounding. They go on in this article to say, the quantity of people quitting is the highest since the United States began keeping records of the statistic about two decades ago. The figure is equivalent to about 3% of the country's workforce. So as you contemplate what I just said there, I want you to think about ships sitting out in the bay in California, and they can't get docked. Have you been to the grocery store and seen there's a lot of product that's not there? Have you tried to? I was at some restaurant and their menu, they blacked out certain things like, we don't have this, and it, you know, I don't know how much of it is. Maybe anywhere from 10% to 20% of the menu is not available. Supply chain issues. Wow. They said, and as if Biden's supply chain woes needed another kick in the butt. Why are over 4 million people quitting? And I got two words for him. Captain Demento. Joe Biden has no clue how to run an economy. The depends-wearing shark master can't function without somebody speaking into his earpiece to coach him on what to say. So why would Americans expect anything other than our current situation normal, all effed up, a.k.a. snafu? Inflation is the new catchphrase for Team Biden, and it's gotten so bad that now we're being told that people leaving their jobs is a good thing. Biden's labor secretary actually blamed the rise of job seekers, job people quitting their jobs. He blamed it on the Wu flu.
Secretary, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Let's dive right in. According to your department, 4.4 million people quit their jobs in September. The question is, why, and is that really a sign of a recovery?
Well, I think number one, the Delta variant, as you said in the opening here, was the main reason for it. And two, quite honestly, coronavirus. I think still the fact that we're still living in a coronavirus time, we're going to see a lot of ups and downs when it comes to jobs. We're seeing certainly last month we had a very good job report here in the White House with the administration. About 5.6 million jobs have been added. But since I've been labor secretary since March, or if you want to go back to President Biden, since he took office, we've added 5.6 million jobs. But if you look at a graph where we've seen dips in high layoffs or high people leaving their jobs or good job reports, it runs parallel for the most part with the virus.
How would you characterize the strength of the recovery given that you have 4.4 million people who quit their jobs?
You know, I think I feel personally we're living really in unprecedented times, and certainly all of us would love to see more people back to work and more of these jobs filled. But I think the president has laid down some plans here. One is the American Rescue Plan that really began to deal with the pandemic in the beginning and getting shots into people's arms and getting money to PPE to cities and towns all across America. We saw the unemployment benefits expire in September. We're seeing more and more people start to look for jobs and get jobs. Now, we might not be where we need to be, but we're definitely seeing more people involved in the job market. And as we continue to move forward here, I think the outcome, I feel that we're going to have a really strong few months here moving forward.
The Democrats are selling inflation. I want you to pay attention, people. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The Democrats have watched this inflation take off to unprecedented levels, and now they got a serious problem. They got to sell it. And the problem with selling inflation is there is no boogeyman. There is no, oh, Donald Trump isn't nearly as popular as we thought he was, or don't you accuse us of cheating, or whatever. It's just all on their backs. See, you didn't have this under Trump. You didn't have $7 gas in California. You didn't have $7 gas in other places. You didn't have $4 and $5 gas in places. By the way, somebody did a call on gas, on fuel, gasoline, oil, I should say, to go to $250 a barrel. Let me explain what that means. It means they're betting that it will reach that. And they put enough money in it to where it drew the attention of investors. They think oil will go to $250 a barrel. Do you know what the price of a gallon of gasoline will cost you if oil triples? Do you think Joe Biden and the Democrat Party can survive? I got to tell you, there's a part of me that almost wants to see $20 a gallon gasoline. Because that will be the end of the Democrats. Fuel prices. I'm talking about your heating oil tripling or quadrupling. Just think about that. The Democrats have a major problem. Here's what they want to do. First of all, they want to sell you that inflation is good for you. It means the price of goods and services has gone up, which means your salaries are going to go up, except they got this little problem. Nobody's filling the jobs. Nobody cares about the salary. They're too busy trying to make a living to pay for, here it comes, a dirty word, inflation. By the way, inflation is outpacing your job, the amount of money you make at the job. So what good does it do if you're working and inflation is outpacing you? Let me just give you my real life example. When I was in Colombia and they had this inflationary period, they wouldn't even put the prices up for goods and services. The store owners went in every single day and dialed in new prices, and it always went up. Women would go run to the job to get their husband's paychecks so they could immediately go cash it at the bank. So that it converted into money, into lira, pesos, or whatever it was. I forget what their currency is. But they would convert it, and then they would rush to the stores and buy everything they could right then and there. That's what inflation looks like. And many people are predicting that Joey Demento is ushering in this kind of inflationary period in America. Unprecedented times, he said. We come back, we're going to talk more about how the Democrats and Joey Demento's team are going to try to sell you on inflation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2860.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All Team Demento has for its performance is platitudes. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Hey, go to the website. Go check it out. Look at the things we're doing. We're going to be posting videos and pictures of me with Governor DeSantis. We're going to be posting a little thing I did, a little stand-up routine I did not too long ago. Other pictures that I've gotten from friends where I was at an event in Florida. I don't want to call that an event. It was just hanging out with some friends and smoking some cigars and golfing and things like this. But anyway, we're going to start letting you in on the inside of my life. And I've got, holy cow, today I'll be at an event with a friend of mine. He's a gubernatorial candidate, big fundraiser. We're having a bourbon tasting. And then I'll be again with Governor DeSantis and many other governors at the Regional Governors Association event. And then I'm planning with a team for us to start rolling out some TV stuff. And for the record, still want you guys to get involved, get some of our merch. Our Let's Go Brandon Christmas gear will be coming out soon. I think it's pretty clever. And also, get involved. Download the show. Tell people about the show. Finally, go check out theflickfest.com. We got lots of movies getting loaded up every single day. And I hope you'll support that effort while I build it out. Anyway, as I mentioned before, the Democrats have to implement a new strategy. They can't do blame Trump because Trump was had the economy roaring, and then the Democrats cratered it with this fake news coronavirus, the Wu flu. And now what is their strategy? They want to convince you that inflation is good for you. Hey, go out there and spend that money on those rising food prices and gas prices that you are sitting that has your eyes bugging out like Adam Schiff. Go out there and do your thing, America. And the second part of it is, you know what? This economy, it's unprecedented. I told you they love their platitudes. Unprecedented. The election of this next president is of so-and-so is historic. No, let me tell you something. The election of every president is historic. For one reason or another, it's going to go down in history, is it not? Or am I just fooling myself? Does anybody know if they recorded the 43rd president of the United States? What about the 22nd? Just out of curiosity. It's all historic. Oh, it's the first this or the first that or the oldest or the youngest or the ugliest or the prettiest or the tallest or the shortest. Every part of it is historic. So now they say, we live in unprecedented times. Yes, because every time I speak, every second that ticks by is unprecedented. We've never seen it. And the 5 seconds in advance of this particular part of my conversation, which is probably already passed, that's unprecedented. What does that tell you? We live in unprecedented times. That's what Biden's labor secretary called it. We're fighting the coronavirus. I thought you guys were solving cancer and you were going to solve this coronavirus. All it took was for us to get rid of Trump. Now, the way they're going to solve it and solve the labor crisis, by the way, is to force people to get a shot that they don't want to take because they know the shot's going to either hurt them or kill them. And then they go, I wonder why everybody's quitting their jobs. They're quitting their jobs because they have said, screw you. They said, let's go, Brandon. That's what they said. That's why they're quitting their jobs. Let's go, Brandon. And no, I'm not going to another job that requires. Guys, let me tell you something. I have talked to many people that said, I'm concerned my job may require a mandate. What are you going to do? I'm going to leave. And let me tell you, enough people decide we're leaving and this mandate, now it's over, right? The appellate court or one of the federal courts said, it's done. You can't do anything more. So Biden, Team Biden now has to sue. You know what he's going to rely on? The Gestapo tactics of the government, which, by the way, is all he had to begin with, because Biden can't issue a mandate. And he got United Airlines and a few other people to capitulate, and these mealy-mouthed, sissified CEOs that we now have running businesses. It used to be, if you were the CEO of a company, you were a warrior. I was talking to a couple when I was flying back from Florida, and they said, Kevin, read Jeff Bezos' book. They said, that dude is cutthroat. He wanted to buy some company. I don't remember what it was, but you guys, whoever's read the book will say, and he went to the company, says, I'll give you $500 million for your company. I think it was a shoe company. And they said no. So then Bezos said, okay, fine. He went back. He announced that he was going to start selling shoes at half the cost of the other company. So buy one, get one free. Half the cost, essentially. So when he announced that, he didn't even have any product. The other company then matched him. So it was buy one, get one free. So what did he get him to do? He got him to essentially cut their price of their shoes in half. So then he went back to them months later after they had taken it in the shorts because they were losing money to sell it at that. They didn't even know that Bezos didn't have a database of people. He had nobody to sell the shoes to, but just the threat of it. And they reduced the price of their shoes. And then Bezos came back later and said, I'll buy the company now for pennies on the dollar. And they said, that's just one of the stories. If he comes after you and says, I want to buy you, you better sell. You think these people that are selling to Facebook and all these other companies are really wanting to sell to him? These guys are violating antitrust because they go in, they say, look, you either sell to me or I'm going to talk with my buddy at Google and he's going to make sure you go down to the bottom of the search. Somebody just struck a deal, who was it, with Apple. And you know what? You should read the article. The title of the article is so-and-so strikes a deal with Apple, hoping that this will make Apple happy enough to not bother them, you know, to not go after them. They gave them a piece of the pie, like Spotify or something. I don't know who it was. I don't recall. But this is the way these people act. They're predatory. They do. And for the record, if I was up there running those kind of businesses, I'd be ruthless to you, too. But you'd know it. And it wouldn't be illegal. I would just go after you. But I wouldn't pretend to be all humanitarian. Oh, listen, look at how woke I am in helping black people, helping this, helping that. You can be guaranteed Bezos is doing no more for anybody else than he does for himself. What Team Biden hopes is that, and going shifting back to this new strategy, right? The new strategy is love inflation. Embrace it. What did Pelosi say? Embrace the suck. Understand, it's not our fault. It's the fault of the economy. No, and by the way, while they blame the coronavirus on it, and you would think that they would say, you know what, let's fix this. Let's make sure that what's happening in this economy never happens again, that we never go on some false flag of a Chinese bioweapon being unleashed on our society. We make China pay for its complicit, you know, what it did in this. Instead, these guys are siding with the Chinese. And by the way, Biden's new, who's he want for, I forget, one of the roles. He's got a lady that's coming in he wants for one of the cabinet posts, Chinese national. And what she said about banking should scare the heck out of you. But the point is, they've created this problem based on Wu Flu. And now what do they say is the problem with the economy? Wu Flu, what they were supposed to fix. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News. The Treasury Secretary is blaming the pandemic for America's financial doldrums.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen blamed the current U.S. inflation rate to the generalized crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic and said that she expects the situation to stabilize within a year, although this depends on how the pandemic evolves.
The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation. And if we want to get inflation down, I think continuing to make progress against the pandemic is the most important thing we can do.
In a CBS interview, Yellen said that she believed that prices will return to their normal levels sometime during the second half of next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The Leonids meteor shower will peak on Wednesday and Thursday night between midnight and dawn. Put your eyes to the east. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You know things are bad when you're trying to paint a rosy picture on inflation. People losing jobs over fake mandates. People were losing jobs before the mandates. Remember that. People were losing jobs when these guys were shutting things down over lockdowns, testing, etc. The number of people getting the disease. And Joe Biden rode into office on the big cheat saying he'd save the day. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. So now people can't pay for gasoline. They're calculating what it costs to go get the groceries that they can't afford. I just find that so funny. Black folks jumping on buses having to leave the hood to go across town so they can buy meat that they can't even afford. So they can get some ramen noodles, which, by the way, aren't cheap anymore. That's if you can get it. That's if you can get it. Have you seen the memes where they say your Christmas present is, you know, offshore on a ship, and they say, here's your product here, and they put an arrow into one of the crates on a ship. That's where your product is sitting. The donuts you expected today from wherever, I don't know, China, probably Malaysia. I doubt if they're shipping donuts, but who knows? China's got us in such a stranglehold. We very well may be getting everything from China here pretty soon. Team Demento. But yeah, inflation is good for you. That's what everybody's saying. I could play an hour solid of clips that came over the weekend of the leftist talking points of Democrats, Psaki on down. Inflation's good. It's being misunderstood. Blah, blah, blah. Team Demento peddling their lies. Massive problems, folks. Here comes the good news for conservatism. Democrats created their own set of massive problems. I'm not talking little problems. I'm talking huge problems. And see, I'm smart enough to know that these problems are interconnected. We call it on a Gantt chart interdependencies, meaning you move one little thing, everything moves. That's what an interdependency is. See, there are things that are exclusive, mutually exclusive. You touch one, it doesn't do anything with the other thing. The Democrats are tweaking with Trump's big, beautiful economy, that Mexico was paying for, by the way. And then they can't figure out why it broke. Because, see, they essentially were like tweakers, like meth heads. They took the economy apart, and then they said, let's put it back together. And they put it back together, and they got pieces over there going, what are these pieces? And they look at each other and go, well, that came out of the product. Oh, it probably doesn't matter. I mean, can you imagine a tweaker like Biden taking apart your engine and then putting it back together, and you want to drive the car? Would you let a crackhead take apart your engine and then put it back together and you drive the car? I don't think you would. But you're following my metaphor. Because you wouldn't let a crackhead near your car if you're a conservative. But if you're the president of the United States, you would let a crackhead into your house. So Democrats cheated a clown into office, and now they witness a clown show and they act surprised. They're like, how did all these clowns get in here? I just love making these scenarios where you have to think about it. It's Biden Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus up there in D.C. Biden's economic advisor, a guy named Jared Bernstein, he spun the idea of inflation being good when he got asked this question. He says, I'm glad you ask. Because it's often misinterpreted as a bad sign, when from a worker's perspective, it's a good sign that 4.4 million people quit their jobs in September, and 4.3 million quit, which is the previous record, because they've never had this many people quit at one time. 4.3 million quit in August. That's a great sign. It means that there's mobility and all those things. And that may be true. There is some truth to that. If it weren't for the fact that people are quitting their jobs over mandates. Oh, I'll ask you this. In a time of human capital shortage, have you looked around practically everywhere you go? I did not go anywhere in Florida. I was at a fast food place. I'd go into a convenience store. Anything. Help wanted. Please, help wanted. Help wanted. Help wanted. Help, 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 help. And in a time of help wanted, where jobs can't be filled, these people issue mandates. When people quit, they're quitting because they probably the company said, get the shot or leave. I'm leaving. And I'm not going somewhere else where, guess what? They got a mandate. So it's completely antithetical to solving the problem, what Biden's doing. But that's what a clown does. That's what a demented fool does when you give him a task. Anyway, he says the reason it's a good sign is at a time of very strong labor demand, 5.6 million jobs created since Biden got here, 620,000 per month. Historical records, folks. I'm going to use this word because they used it before. Unprecedented. The employment rate falling faster than it has over 50 years. Yeah, right. You should see how it's calculated. How the employment rate, if you were, is calculated. And how they fudge the statistics to make it look like, no, let me just put it a different way. Maybe like I have put it already for at least two segments. Inflation is being sold as a good thing. Rising consumer prices is being sold as a good thing. And it's artificially keeping up the idea that the economy is doing okay when it's not. Because if you take that inflationary stuff out, you're going to find out you're really in, at the very least, a recession, and you're headed for a depression. And I mentioned earlier, why is somebody doing calls on gasoline fuel prices, oil prices, to $250 a barrel? That's pretty telling. I don't know who it is. I didn't read the story. I just saw the headline. Check it out for yourselves. He says, so those kinds of conditions mean that there are lots of good, high-paying opportunities for workers to engage in upward mobility. So, yeah, are you an auto jet mechanic? Are you a pilot? Do you have the expertise to go replace all those jobs where United Airlines, American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, all these different airlines and major companies are saying, you get the jab or you can't have a job, which, by the way, is illegal and it certainly should be overturned. And I say to the workforce, if everybody says, screw your poke, I'm not getting it, what do you think is going to happen? Joe Biden can create all the jobs he wants. If you decide you're not going to fill him, he's got massive problems. He's already got massive problems with supply chain. People aren't working these jobs. They aren't going from one job to the other. I mean, there's some of them that are. But let me tell you, America, you keep biting the bullet. You let your, you know, person that didn't get the poke move in with you for a while. Let them take 6 months off. I mean, let me put it to you this way, conservatives. 80 million of us voted for Trump. Now, let's say half of us are in the workforce and we decide, you know what? We're going to bite the bullet and get out of the workforce. Because most of us, we are solid citizens. We are needed. We are what they call it, essential. Okay, we're essential. So if we essential people say, you know what, I've got an extra property, you can live in that property, Kev, until you get on your feet. I'm gonna take you in and help you. If the able people within the conservative movement did that, this let me tell you, Biden and that team would feel it. Yeah, it reminds me of the scene from The Firm, where they're explaining the tax deal to the guy in the Caymans. And then Tom Cruise says, you're going to get boinked by an elephant and you're not going to know what hit you. You get what I'm saying? Biden would feel it like you wouldn't believe. So he says these quit rates at a time like this, he says people are not quitting and leaving the labor market. They're mostly quitting so they can move up the scale to a better job. There's some of that. But not nearly what they're telling you. They want to sell you on this, and they want you to believe it's because of the virus, but not the part of the virus that they had anything to do with, and certainly not based on Joe Biden saying he's going to solve it. You get rid of Trump, I'll come in, I'll solve your problem. He's had a year. He hasn't solved anything. And if you're waiting on a demented fool that might as well be a crackhead to solve your problems, you're an idiot with him. Why don't you just go do some crack together? You'd be a couple of crack or some crank. Is there any good news to report about this economy? Because if there is, I guarantee you it is the muscle memory of Trump. It is residual Trumpism. And what I told you earlier, I told you the poll numbers that show Biden getting his butt kicked. That's Trump kicking his butt. They don't want to admit it. But that's Trump whooping that head. They can't recover. They can't even get above 40% for this clown because people, look, if you think people have forgotten what things were like under Trump, you are dead wrong. And don't think he's going to let you forget it. This is a typical leftist BS.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tap, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Brian Stelter tried to come to the rescue of Joe Biden in a tweet. He suggested that the supply chain situation wasn't nearly as bad as people were saying, and he showed a picture of the grocery store chain where he goes. I think it's called Wegmans. And he says he was looking for milk for a two-year-old, and he put a picture of the dairy portion of his the store where he shops. And the people really revolted because they said the supply chain, looking for milk for a two-year-old, Stelter wrote, look at this amazing overflow abundance. he describes. And one of the people that saw it tweeted back this: yes, keep mocking the very real concerns of working people across the country because your Wegmans is well stocked, Brian. Great job. That's what John Cooper of the Heritage Foundation tweeted back. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is an interesting little dynamic that developed here between Brian Stelter. Brian Stelter shows this completely stocked milk section of his grocery store and decides he's going to be media, which is supposed to be objective, and he decides he's going to make a stance to protect Biden and say, look at this supply chain. And I want to talk about it on so many levels, and we're going to go back to something else that NBC said that you'll find very interesting. So people, I can tell you right now from my grocery store, are there products in the store? Yes. Let me tell you what I've noticed. The price of those products has gone up substantially, number one. Number two, the availability of some of those products is frustrating because I've been to the grocery store looking for some cookies. You've heard me say this probably over the last 90 days, and they don't have them. I went the other day, and they had – there's one set that I really like, and they had all the others, not nearly in the abundance that they previously had them, and they did not have my type that I like. Or somebody's going in there and swiping them up before I get there. But they're never there. And so this last time I went in, they only had one set of cookies. Now, keep in mind, they got six sets of different types, you know, almonds, whatever, six different ones. Chocolate chip, peanut butter, Hershey's this, whatever. They had one box of one of those cookies. Now, before Biden came in, I could be 99% sure that those cookies would be available. I'd go in there, and I'm going to even go less than that. I'd say 9 out of 10 times, those cookies were available. I haven't found them in 3 months. And they say it's not a supply chain issue. There is. I went the other day, and the same thing. It was the cookies and the muffins, and they're not available. Now, here's what I want you to understand. These are local products that are unavailable. It's not so much supply chain. I think this has to do with the just trying to find employees to do the work. But let's look at supply chain. So Brian Stelter puts a picture up of his milk, and this idiot doesn't even realize milk is local. It's local. So he's telling some supply chain issue. What did he not do? He didn't go around that store and look at other things where it is imported and say, oh, this is missing or this is missing. Go to some of these other, I mean, the idea that this one little anecdotal thing described the supply chain issue, that was the end of it for Brian Stelter. Oh, my gosh, man. Anyway, MSNBC also deleted a tweet where Stephanie Ruhle, one of the hosts, was again selling the idea that inflation is good. It's not that big of a deal. Here's what somebody wrote. And now NBC reporter, she's a reporter, sorry, Stephanie Ruhle, clearly in camp transitory, even as the Fed is starting to distance itself from the narrative, explains in a recent interview, nobody knows when prices are going down. But she says, don't sweat the soaring cost of living in America because, as the former Wall Streeter explains, you have to put it all in perspective. She continues, this inflation is not in isolation, and the government predicted it was going to be a challenging recovery, recovery all tied to COVID. So it's why you see things like the expanded child tax credit. You've got the families of over 60 million kids on average getting $430 a month. For people on fixed incomes, older people on Social Security, they're getting all those fixed payments adjusted up to 5.9% for inflation. Now, let me just say what's going on. Number one, they're adjusting this stuff up for theoretical inflation. They say it's going to keep up. Inflation's higher than the 5.9%. First of all, it's going to bolt right through there. But what's worse is that the things that you live on day to day are going up much faster than that. Let me tell you, if you gasoline, do you think gasoline has gone up 5.9% since Joey Demento's team took over? What do you think gasoline? Gasoline has doubled, if not tripled. What's your 5.9% going to do? Food prices. I gave you this, I don't know, weeks ago. If 6% were all the food prices went up, I wouldn't even be talking about it. I would say, you know what? I'll take it in the shorts. Ground beef cost more than steak 2 years ago. That's their problem. And then here's what she said. They essentially said this, that it's okay that we're getting charged more because we have the money to pay more. So just grin and bear it. America, you've got it. Well, I'll tell you this, and I said it before. I said it to a lot of people over the past couple weeks. The other day, when I went to fill up my car, it was $73. I haven't seen I thought I had a semi. I thought I had a big old Ford F-350. I got a pretty fuel-efficient car. $73 to fill up my car. It was $4.19 a gallon. It was the first time in years that I actually calculated. I said to my son as I was filling up, I was like, are you looking at this? He's like, wow. And I said to him, do you know what it costs for me to take you to baseball? Because I did the math. I took the average mileage of, you know, what my car gets. We make a trip over. It's roughly 45 miles. I know it's a long way. And back, 90 miles to take this kid to baseball. And I told him, it cost me about $16 to take you to baseball. He just looked at me, come on, Dad, don't start doing the math, because he knows, boy, he's going to be carpooling. There's the first time I've done that in a long time. I took my team out for a team lunch, and it was four of us. And it was over like $120. And I was like, what? To me, that's like a dinner bill. It's like $120. And it wasn't like people were getting, you know, ooh, I'll have some cocktails and I'll have this or that. It was like, okay, I'll have a hamburger. Would you like fries? Kevin, is it okay if I get fries? No, nobody get fries. You know, none. It was insane. Now, look, I'm not poor. You know, there are many people less fortunate than I, but I'm not rich by a long shot. And when I got to start looking at the cost of gasoline and things like this for, you know, I even have contemplated, how do we budget to make sure that, you know, we're going to the post office one time a week and not three times a week? And, you know, things like this, it's making you have to rethink how you do things. And that's the Democrats' problem. That's their problem is, people now, the new norm is wear that stupid mask, or you're worried about vaccine mandates, you're worried about travel passes, and you're worried about keeping your job, and all the while, you're confronted on a daily basis with this nonsense of inflation. I mean, and so the Democrats go, well, it's not that bad. I mean, really and truly, inflation can be good for you. And I know you're having to quit your job over a mandate, and it's going to be tight on you for a while, but there are better jobs out there. Yes, with vaccine mandates, but, you know, okay, so that was a bad idea. Inflation is not isolation, huh? And the government predicted it. That's what Stephanie Ruhle is quoted saying, and then she took it back. She took down the tweet. So did Brian Stelter. They take it down because they say stupid stuff, and then they go, oop, that's not going to fly. That's a lie. Because let me tell you something. Inflation is not good. And not at the rate that it's going for them. A small amount of inflation might be okay. But at the rate that Biden is doing it, it is dangerous to this economy. And they know this. The same way they know that mask is dangerous, the same way they know that that stupid shot is dangerous, the same way they know that global climate change is a farce, man-made anyway.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.